softening whatever energy is present in the body from the last half hour practice or whatever you've been doing. And this energy is precious, and we use it in the practice, we reinvest it. So as you're establishing your posture, sitting, session of sitting, again, coming out of habit, coming into the present with it, really feeling the experience of the body in space, the natural weight of the body against cushions, couches, whatever your situation. That's the physicality of the body, and then we're also talking about the energetic of the body. That life energy comes in on the breath. A kind of delicate buzz or tingle or movement through the body. That's the energy body. That's really where this work is happening. But we pay attention to the physical body initially to allow ourselves to ground into the present, to locate the space and time initially. It's enjoyable, isn't it? Just to feel present. Allow more of the body into awareness. It's often eclipsed by a psychological reality, by the thoughts. So we're coming into a fuller experience, opening into the fullness of our experience. And cultivating these factors for enlightenment. We know that they're present in every mind moment, along with other, or they have the potential to be, along with other factors and conditions. So our Dhamma Vijaya, our investigation, is what is present and discerning where best to place attention in this cultivation. Keeping aware of the body, keeping aware of the flow of breath through the body, what I offer here is guidance in the practice, but let most of your attention be in the practice, in your present moment awareness. And letting that be enjoyable, even if some thoughts arise that we don't wish to have there, there's much more going on than just the thoughts. It's this body, this breath, and there's awareness. Awareness is always present. We're just not always directing our attention there, not resting in awareness. And when we are, when we're resting in awareness with awareness, other factors are present automatically. Wisdom is present. The very fact of knowing awareness is wisdom. Love is also present, and compassion. These are natural qualities that reside in the heart that are there with awareness. So we've been cultivating mindfulness and Dhamma Vichaya, sati, Dhamma Vichaya, mindfulness and investigation of what's present. It's not a conceptual investigation, it's just a seeing and discerning. Just like when we're looking at the sky, we can see clouds when they come by. We don't have to think out loud, here comes a cloud. We just see it. And we know what to do if there's anything to be done. So here with mindfulness, we're brought back again and again to our present moment reality, to the body, to the breath. with investigation of states, we're simply aware, oh, there's some drowsiness or busy thinking or whatever's present, or there's joy present, and we direct attention to what is most conducive for awakening. And this takes some effort. This is the third factor for awakening, for enlightenment. So I'll offer some guidance here on working virya, effort, energy. It's almost an effortless effort meditation, isn't it? We're cultivating that balance of alertness and tranquility. We tip too much into tranquility without awareness, we can get drowsy. Too much alertness, not balanced by tranquility, you can get a bit agitated or excited, you lose mindfulness. So that balancing takes a bit of effort. And the effort to sit and maintain a comfortably upright spine. The effort to bring the mind back to our focus when it drifts off. There is a kind of tendency to entropy, isn't there? Left unguarded, the mind will tend to wander and drift or shut down. So some effort is needed to fend that off, to protect the precious jewel of the citta, the heart and the mind. It's great treasures of ours that we're protecting from mindless babble, the stresses and strains of an untrained mind. It's the kind of effort in the Buddhist phrase, the term the Buddha uses, setting mindfulness before us. There's effort in that. Not necessarily the effort of pushing a stalled car uphill, not a grunting effort. More like the effort in the morning when you've just woken up from a good sleep. And you may be hovering between wanting to stay there drowsy and get up. And what shifts you toward getting up? It's that movement of energy. It's got commitment in it. A kind of yes to what comes next. And that's the kind of effort that we're bringing here to keep focused, to keep attending, to direct present experience. And we sometimes wonder, oh, this mindfulness, why does the mind keep getting caught in rivers of thought? Why is it so hard? Sometimes that's there, isn't it? And it's partly because that's the way the mind is, but also because energies may be flagged a little bit. So then we can come straight out of that. Just rousing that effort and energy. And there's a brightness that comes. Energy brings pleasance, actually, doesn't it? And then there's lovely humming, feeling that we're humming, abiding with life itself. We can feel it in the body, in the energy body, kind of puff and uplift. And then in a lovely, fortunate, recursive loop, effort brings energy, energy supports effort. We start to gather momentum for the practice. And then the thoughts, though they may come up, still circulate through consciousness. They tend not to have quite the same pull factor. And we're able to stay with attention on the body, attention on the breath. And we're not so subject to distraction, not so easily pushed over. So we can practice in this session with effort, with energy. Just the right balance of effort to keep us here on the job, willing to be here, willing to train the mind to stay in the present with reality. And then we start to receive the results immediately. Lovely flows of energy billowing through the body. And sense of, yes, this is right. Open eye echo, leading onward, leading inward. These factors of enlightenment can be practiced out of sequence at any time, or in a sequence they take us from distraction through to mindfulness, concentration, equanimity and peace. So we're at the three of them are about bringing energy, rising energy, three are about calming the energy. So here we're at the energetic end, we're rousing energy, building momentum, allowing the deliciousness of practice to start to permeate our being. Coming out of the ordinary mind, the banality of distracted thought, coming into the preciousness. It's always present when we commit to going inward. So resting in this balanced state of effortless effort, drinking in the loveliness of the energy that comes in from the media, and reinvesting it in the practice. We maintain our momentum, feeling the heart and mind brighten, clarify.
That precious energy we've been cultivating up into standing. Rushing river of thoughts swept the mind away, that's all right. You're simply recognizing that that's what's happened. And starting from now, picking up again. It's such a compassionate, forgiving practice. We just keep starting from where we are. And so we stabilize the posture, uprightness of the spine and the strong connection between feet and earth beneath. Bringing a steady, stabilizing quality that supports the heart and the mind. Remembering that we're working with virya and an effort and energy. So as we move into a period of walking meditation, it's going with the practice of maintaining awareness of direct present experience, the movement of the body through space, yeah, without intention to go anywhere or be anyone or do anything other than taking one step after another, being with that experience as fully as possible, feeling the energetic result of the effort we make. That energetic result is generally very pleasant. Feeling an uplift, a tingling through the body that says, yes, this is coming home. This is the right path inward. Yeah, it's more pleasant than anything that comes through the senses. So just enjoying the relaxed, balanced practice of walking. See you back here on the earth.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.